Welcome to Intelligix San Diego Daily for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, your local news and civic affairs anchor.
And I'm Sarah Chen, community and regional affairs reporter. Quick note for new listeners, we're an independent AI-curated podcast. We're not affiliated with any news outlet, government body, or official agency. Our stories are aggregated from public reporting across the region.
Everything we cover starts with the hard work of local San Diego reporters. If a story matters to you, seek out the original coverage and support local journalism. It's what keeps this region informed.
Now, today's episode opens with a striking statistic. 216 years. That's the prison sentence handed down in a Harbison Canyon murder case. While across the region, law enforcement celebrated major wins against organized crime. But Marcus, that's just the beginning of what's shaping up to be a consequential day for San Diego County.
Absolutely, Sarah. We're tracking several developing stories today. Sheriff's deputies have dismantled a sophisticated Jeep theft ring that was moving stolen vehicles across the border into Mexico, at least 12 newer model Jeeps since August 2025. The takedown followed a violent freeway chase that ended with multiple arrests.
Meanwhile, the community continues processing the tragic Islamic Center shooting from May 18th. We've got updates on the FBI investigation into what officials describe as a 75-page extremist manifesto, and we'll hear about how local teens are stepping up to support the healing process with 150 gift bags for children at the center.
On the government front, we're seeing the final push on San Diego County's $9.1 billion budget. Public comment closes today at 5 p.m., and the numbers tell a story about where county priorities lie. From $176 million for behavioral health to $265.9 million for road safety and maintenance.
In our Santee and East County spotlight, we've got major construction news. The Santee Community Center is officially entering Phase 2 construction this month, and it's a 12,500-square-foot facility that won't just serve the community, it'll serve as the city's backup emergency operations center. We'll also cover the ongoing debate over automated license plate readers and a $7.2 million FEMA grant for River Corridor fire safety.
Education news is significant today. Grossmont Union High School District graduated 4,725 students this week, but there's also a scathing county grand jury report that found the district's governing board made decisions based on falsehoods and misrepresentations about mental health services for LGBTQ students.
And Padres fans had quite the night. Fernando Tatis Jr. delivered a walk-off home run in the ninth inning to beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 with 3,793 fans on their feet at Petco Park. We'll break down what this means for their NL West standing.
Plus, we'll get you the 24-hour weather forecast. It's going to be another warm day, with inland valleys like Santee seeing highs in the upper 80s to low 90s, and there's a beach hazard statement in effect through this afternoon.
All that and more coming up on today's San Diego Daily. Let's dive in.